ARPA doesn't exist, but DARPA does. It changed its name from the Advanced Research Project Agency to the Defense Research Project Agency. And DARPA today has unfortunately lost a lot of the philosophy that Licklider tried to instill. It now, in fact, very much micromanages the projects that it does. Almost all of them are defense-related. They typically have no direct relationship to either pure research or something that has direct applicability to the commercial world. So it's very different. In terms of the amount of research going on, I gave you some data there. There's a lot more that you can find on the web. But the truth is that we as a country, at the government, the national level, have severely curtailed investment in research. And the assumption is the private sector will pick it up. But unfortunately, the private sector has a responsibility to its shareholders, and so it tends to do research and development only in areas that they have immediate applicability to revenue with new products and new solutions. So I think it's a big problem, and there is nothing like ARPA around today. Now, there's the National Institutes of Health, but even they have some difficulties in raising enough funding. And I think we have to decide as a population whether we want that investment to happen. And if we do, then we have to cast our ballots for people who agree with us.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.